last one of the week tomorrow. If you want to get something into us, you can email talk@b102103.com. I think this is quite a common problem nowadays. Advice welcome. Hi guys, after saving for years, I was finally able to buy a house all by myself. Oh, I moved in February. Everything was going great. But in the last few weeks, parking has become a major issue. None of us have our own designated spaces, but it's an unwritten rule that you park outside your own house. But over the last while, my neighbour has been parking outside my house, which sometimes means I have to park at the whole opposite end of the road. I don't mind at the odd time, but recently they've been putting their wheelie bin outside my door to stop me from parking there. They even watched me carry my shopping the whole way down the road and wouldn't move the bin. I don't want to start an argument with my new neighbours, but it's driving me nuts. What do I do?
I think you're going to have to confront them. I think, like, you're within your rights, aren't you, to ask? You should be. It's very difficult in an estate like that, isn't it? Like, what are the etiquette rules?
I mean, you're lucky, your house, in that you've got a big enough drive, you get a couple of vehicles on there. But
Tom claims he can get four in, but I
think. In most places, estates, you probably only get one vehicle on the drive.
Yeah.
And we're in a situation now where you might have mom and dad in the house.
Yeah.
You might have grown up children now. That's more common, staying at home for later. So you might have four cars in one house. Where are they meant to go? Planners never thought of this when we were building houses in estates.
There's not always enough parking spaces.
Are there even an estate like the one I live in where there's no drives? Oh. Nobody has a drive, so it's all kind of the communal shared space of parking.
But doesn't it seem a bit fair that the same person is parking outside your house specifically?
Putting the wheelie bin
seems a bit passive aggressive. Like, yeah. You know, I do think you're within your rights to say something, but I also understand that not everybody feels comfortable enough or confident enough to go up and have that conversation.
Think when you're new, you don't want to start arguing with your neighbours.
You don't want to have an argument. I wonder, is there a estate WhatsApp group, or is there somebody that you can ask for advice? Like, is there another neighbour that you can kind of ask, has this happened before, and what's the... I honestly don't know what to say to you, because I just think this is a real, like,
it's a battlefield out there
situation.
For parking.
And you don't, like, I can imagine, and unfortunately there are houses where, as you said, you don't have designated parking and you do have to make do. And like, some people are like, our road specifically, like, you might not, if we have a driveway, but if there's houses on the road that don't, and if you don't get a space outside your house, you have to move up. I've often seen neighbours' cars further up the hill and stuff, and that's just the way it goes. But I do think, like, the wheelie bin thing is probably just a step too far for me, and I think you're going to have to find a way to address it with them, but not put yourself in a position where you feel vulnerable, because I do understand that, like, you don't know who these people are, and as you said, Niall, you've just moved in and you don't know what way to approach it or address it. God, what do you say? What do you say? The wheelie bin thing is too
much. Yeah, the only thing I would say is, and without being overly passive aggressive, if I pulled up and there was a space there with just a wheelie bin in it, I just moved the bin and put my car there. That's what I would do. Like, no, but, like, it's not a space for a bin.
No, maybe, it's not.
Maybe they were just leaving it out for the bin man or whatever, and they left it there. Move it. It's not a. It's that does not deserve a parking space.
The tone of the email leads me to believe that this person, as you said, doesn't want to cause any trouble and just wants.
But I don't think moving
away.
It is starting a row.
Okay.
I'm just moving it so that I can put my car in the car parking space.
And maybe as well, if you did that, it would make a statement of, I'm not putting up with your bin anymore. Do you know what I mean? This is not okay. So
Any advice on this? Have you been through it yourself? 085-102-9103. It's the wheelie bin is the bit that's really annoying people, because we were just saying, off here, it's a bit like putting the towel down on the sun lounger at 7 a.m, isn't it?
This is a good point. They're doing that on purpose. Not that it's a good point, but it's an interesting take on it. They know exactly what they're doing. Picking on the new girl or boy, you need to start making things awkward for them when they park there. That's what I did with my neighbours, because they kept parking outside my house despite their driveway being clear. They got the message after a few days.
Okay, interesting. Larry's not having any sympathy this morning. He says, how long is the street? Sounds like it's a 3-day camel ride to the car. As you said, there's no designated spot, so suck it up.
He's not having any sympathy for...
You must have a grand arrangement. Right, let's get through a couple of the messages. Robert is on, and he's one of the people just can't get over the bin.
Morning, lads. Listen to your dilemma there. Whatever about the car situation, I'll be able to park, that's fair enough. It's the same in my house. I have my car, my van, so I understand packing can be a bit difficult sometimes. But the wheelie bin, I just pick it up and move it. If I have shopping in the back of my car, if my neighbour is blocking my drive with their wheelie bin, the wheelie bin has been put in their garden. And if they have a problem, they just, what? What about us? Simple as. Move the wheelie bin, but do it with tact. Do it with a bit of la-dee-da. Make sure you're not being aggressive about it. But I would definitely maybe bring it up to another parking outside the garden and say, hey, look, am I not parking outside my garden? Because I need to be able to get into my house, same as you need to be able to get into your house. But yeah, that's my two cents.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
James has been through this.
I went through the whole bin and parking situation myself. I moved into a new house and the neighbour was used to putting his bins outside the old person's house and parking out the driveway. And when I moved in, I just moved the bin back to his side of his driveway and started parking outside my house where he was parked. It did cause obviously a little bit of a rift. But however, you need to stand your ground or you keep being pushed around. That's my advice.
Thank you for that.
See, it's very prevalent.
Very prevalent. And we'll just finish this one from Noel.
Simple solution there, lads. Get two collapsible bollards, put them outside of your door, take them down when you want to park, and put them back up when you're not there. Simple solution. Neighbours won't be long getting the message.
Two collapsible bollards.
I don't even know where you buy them.
Such a thing. Thanks, Noel.